As the use of heroin surges, many people arrested for drug-related crimes are ending up in drug court, one of the so-called problem-solving courts that have been started in recent years. David Shinatry from the New York Reporting Project at Utica College recently sat in on several drug court sessions and filed this report.
Every Thursday afternoon in the Utica City Courthouse, the Honorable John Belzano seems to be equal parts judge.
How do you plead, guilty or not guilty?
Guidance counselor.
I understand you're making good progress on your GED program.
Yep.
And the leader of a support group.
Okay, Michael is up to 316 clean days.
This is drug court. Judge Belzano dispenses justice here with an emphasis on rehabilitation.
It's a program that hopefully brings a citizen back into the community and not repeat crimes when they complete the program.
On this day, about 40 people wait their turn before the judge. They were all addicts arrested for nonviolent crimes. If a team that includes an assistant DA and a public defender, case managers, and Judge Belzano think they're good candidates for drug court, they'll offer them a deal.
And you also understand that there will be random drug screens, whether it's here at court, at home.
Instead of doing time, they sign a contract agreeing to a number of supervised conditions. They have to enter treatment and be clean for a year, come to court nearly every week, have a job or be in school, have a safe place to live. The court can tell them to avoid certain people. They have to be off public assistance and complete 60 hours of community service. And if they don't do all those things,
there will be a jail sentence or state prison sentence, and there's no renegotiating of any kind. That is the deal from day one.
And since many would otherwise get right out of jail and commit the same kind of crimes, the program saves money, says Oneida County District Attorney Scott McNamara.
Many of these people that we've taken, they're good for, you know, any place between 10 to 20 convictions. That's a lot of time. It's a lot of victims. It's a lot of police time. It's a lot of lawyering time.
Participants say they start the program simply to stay out of jail. That was the case for this young woman, arrested for burglary to support her addiction to heroin and crack cocaine.
I did not want this opportunity because I didn't want to stop.
Finally, after 2 years of trying to beat the system and 6 months behind bars, she decided to change her behavior. Now she has a job and is on track to graduate from drug court.
I'd lost myself somewhere in the mix and had to find myself again, which was the hardest and scariest part. It's tough love. They're here to help you, you know, and you've got to stick it out.
Numerous studies indicate the courts significantly reduce crime and drug use. Drug courts are now in every county in the state. About half the participants in adult drug court finish the program, although the numbers vary widely from court to court, often depending on the skill of the judge. William Verkler is a town justice and a professor of criminal justice at Utica College. He says the pendulum is swinging away from mandated sentences to more discriminating ones.
I think the measure of a good judge is to take a fact pattern and be harsh when it's time to be harsh and be lenient when it's time to be lenient and to perhaps defer to other courts like drug court, mental health court, to see if that system might fix the problem.
Federal judges are now beginning to create programs modeled on the state drug courts that allow for similar alternatives to incarceration for low-level drug crimes. For WRVO News, I'm David Shinatry with the New York Reporting Project at Utica College.